You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello, hello. This is Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. Welcome to 2024. Happy New Year. I am so excited for all we have in store for this year. And I'm excited about today's episode because it's a snippet of my longer conversation with Telsha Anderson. Now, I love how much you all love the full episode with Telsha and how many people reached out to me to say, thank you for putting her on my radar. You weren't aware of Telsha or her work. And that's how I know I'm doing a good job with this show. That is the beauty of the show. If I can introduce you to new, inspiring people, then I am doing my job, and that makes me feel incredibly fulfilled. Speaking of inspiration, and for me, a new year is always an opportunity to assess and to reinvent. I had so many firsts in 2023. I moved to a new city. I became a full-time creator and consultant and business owner with Naked Beauty. I released my first product out into the world. I cut my hair short. I got Mavi enrolled in preschool, which is a real feat in a new city, trust me. I still can't drive, but that's okay. 2024 is my year to be behind the wheel. So I wanted to save this clip of Telsha talking about her bridal look as a mini episode for a few reasons. One, did you know that between Thanksgiving and New Year's, that is when more people get engaged than any other time of year? That means that many of you listening to this are recently engaged and probably thinking about a wedding. But this conversation isn't just for brides-to-be. Telsha was an incredibly cool bride because she had a vision about how she wanted to look and feel on her special day. She wasn't following a formula, she was following her intuition. So let's just say you're not getting married in 2024. We all have our own version of wanting to be the cool bride for our special day. Maybe we want to be the cool corporate lawyer or the cool mom at our own baby shower or the cool third grade teacher. You have a vision of your elevated self that you want to achieve this year. I love clothes and I love dressing to meet a special occasion. Maybe you're signing up for Pilates classes this year. Take the time and effort into how you show up because I promise you will perform better. This is also why I made a cashmere robe for self-care. You can still order that robe, by the way. There are still a few left. But I did that because I believe that the ritual of self-care can be elevated by performing it in beautiful materials, in garments that make us feel like our best selves. You want to vision board the version of yourself you want to be in 2024. And think about any big moment you have coming up this year. Maybe it's graduation. Maybe it's a first date with someone you've been talking to over the winter break. Maybe it's a Galentine's Day dinner you're doing for your friends. Really commit to serving up the highest version of yourself for that event. So in this clip, you're going to hear how Telsha achieved her ultimate cool girl bridal moment as an inspiration to us all to achieve the highest version of ourselves for the special moments we have in the year ahead. I can't let you leave without talking about your wedding look. I'm sure it's like one of the most like pinned weddings on Pinterest. It is.
I see myself on Pinterest all the time. Like, oh my God, I know her.
You and Justin both looked so phenomenal. Thanks. And your that designer that you wore, she's become very popular now.
Yes, she has. Danielle Frankel, I'm obsessed.
Yeah, it's Danielle Frankel? Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, how did you conceptualize your wedding look? And how did you also think about the beauty moment? Because I feel like the dress really...
Yeah, but the hair and
the hair, everything was just perfect. So how did you conceptualize your... Like, did you feel like, okay, I want to be this... Like, some people are like, I want to be a classic bride. I want to be a cool bride.
Yeah, I wanted to be a cool modern bride.
Okay.
I'd seen it done already.
Yeah.
as far as like the classic brides or traditionals, and it's beautiful, do not get me wrong, but it just didn't speak to who I am and my personality. And I saw on Instagram, like years before my wedding in 2019, she was a part of like, the CFDA, and she did this dress, which was the dress I wore, but it had black kind of tooling, and then it had like a fabric. Mm-hmm. And I remember I went to the appointment and I was like,
were you even engaged at this point?
No, not at okay, all. I didn't even know Justin. I just saw it and screenshotted it.
Ladies, take this. Don't wait until you're engaged to begin shopping for your wedding dress. You can just, if you find something that speaks to you, just like store it in your mental memory bank. Yes, so okay.
I went to the appointment. It was the first one I ever did. I was like, they let me try out a couple of dresses. And I'm like, okay, like these are cute, but I know which one I want. I'm going to wait to ask my mom. Tasha, say what you want. I'm like, okay. So I was like, oh, I have this like old screenshot from 2019. I know it's from the CFDA. I think I would fit it. Do you have this in the back? They're like, actually, we have the full dress in satin. You'd be the first one to wear it. Do you want to try it on? I'm like, what? And they rolled it out. It was like a Princess Diaries moment.
And that was your first try on, and you found it in that moment. And it was the same one you wanted from years ago.
Yep. Tried it on. And my mom was like, so we'll take it. I'm like, okay, we'll take it. What she said, we're taking it. And it was so amazing.
I love that. Now, how'd you decide to do your hair and makeup?
The hair was hard. Well, let me go with the makeup. The makeup was easy. I like just a cute, natural look. I don't like a lot of eye. I don't like lip liner, eyeliner. Like, I want to look like myself. Just normal. So I just kind of went with a simple look. I looked up like Yara Shahidi, a lot of like what she's done, I'm obsessed with. Like it's always like cute cheeks and like a really cute lip. Mm-hmm. And then everything else is very soft. So I went with that. And then for my hair, oh my God, that was so hard. I debated on down or up, extensions or not.
Thing. Yeah.
And then my sister.
Veil, because right? It's like everything works together.
Exactly.
Right?
And then my sister was like, isn't the dress the moment? Just let the dress be the moment. And I'm like, you're right. And so I ended up finding this random Pinterest photo from some woman that was on some red carpet. And she had her hair kind of like some up top, some up down. And then she like wrapped a ribbon around it. And so I had Daniel Franco find me fabric that basically was from my dress when they altered it. And I wrapped it around my hair.
So cute. It was such a moment. Such an iconic bridal look.
Thank you. I'm obsessed. I was wearing it the other day.
Your dress?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. All right. I hope we can all take Telsha's approach as inspiration. Today's episode was produced and edited by Mbie Kasanga. Thank you so much for listening, and I will be back next week with a new episode.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.